Understood.
Just turn your, make sure you see the little light, and have it close to you, don't push it away.
Yeah, especially those of us that have soft voices.
I didn't wear my hearing aids because it's so loud down there.
Okay, all righty. Well, let's begin our public meeting on the adoption of an ordinance regulating accessory dwelling units. Let's say a pledge of allegiance to begin things.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Cade, for coming. I see there's a lot of public interest. We open this meeting for any public comment. How long do we wait?
Well, you can't start the next meeting until 6:45 anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can discuss.
Technically, you can close it right now because there's no one here. But if you want to keep it open for 5 minutes and see if anybody shows up.
Well, she says 6:45 is the scheduled time.
You can still close it, though.
No, I'm talking about the next public hearing. You have two public hearings.
We have two public hearings back to back.
But you can still close this one at
yeah.
Okay.
And then you can shut off.
And I don't know if I put them in order, but I did put the times.
Yes.
Well, these would have been interesting discussions.
Yeah, I had a lot of people buttonhole me. And they said, oh, they're going to come. They're going to come.
Well, when I, so it'll be on the town council for you to present, and they'll vote. And then, I'll upload it so they can see it. That might be when you get comments.
Entirely possible, which is why I'm out of here.
Was there anybody that requested any of the documents before this meeting? No public?
I was wondering if I should have put the ordinance up with this and that, but you guys were still working on it, so.
Okay, roll call. Cade.
Present.
Laura.
Present.
And Terry.
Present.
Judy, present. We're all here. Roll call's done. Okay. I thought for sure somebody was going to be here about the accessory dwelling units. Now, can I ask if somebody has a trailer parked on their property and it's not inhabited, is that permissible or not, according to?
Just a trailer, like a camp trailer parked on their property? Yeah, that's permissible.
That's permissible.
We're just not allowed to have them on the easement.
As long as it's not hooked up or no one's living in it permanently.
No one's living in it permanently.
Yeah, you can store your trailer on your own property.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was a question that I had been asked.
Yep,
and
there's no.
I thought you could. Is,
no restrictions
was my answer.
On that. As long as somebody's not permanently living in it, right?
Permanently, that's the key word. If somebody occupies it on occasion on the property, does that become an accessory dwelling unit?
No.
No? Okay.
I know there's been questions.
That's an overflow unit.
It's an overflow.
I mean, I know there has been questions about on the easement, and that definitely, you're not allowed to live in them on the easement. I think when we have a guest or something, I don't see what the big deal is. But
a what?
A guest. You know, when you have friends over, family, you don't know where to stick.
Can a resident rent one out on their property? Like if they have a trailer, can they rent it out?
No.
Okay.
That's an absolute no.
Now in Mayfield, they do have hookups. So they're kind of like, not necessarily harvest hosts, but that's what they call them.
Oh.
And so people can pull up there, even have electrical, water, and even a sewage. Or
really?
Whatever. Septic.
Septic.
And that's a business, right?
Some property owners have gotten a conditional use permit. Like they use it a lot during the summer, like a vacation, so they've got a conditional
We don't have anything like that in any of our ordinances.
No.
Something somebody else is going to have to address. I've asked Terry to consider taking over. Okay, this is my last time.
Oh, you're good.
I have to. My husband's requirements. I have just kind of gone crazy. He lost his driver's license. And I have been talking like a Dutch uncle so that he would get a state-issued ID.
Keep in mind, we're still in
the... I understand. But, yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, if we didn't know it, then somebody else will let us know that that's happening.
I didn't know, should I put a little statement in there, or maybe you could wait till...
I'll wait till the regular meeting.
Do you keep recording all the time, or when you close the meeting?
I keep recording until they close the meeting.
Okay. Yeah, you're more than welcome to close the meeting, since there's no problem.
I'll make a motion to close the meeting, and nobody's here.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is closed.
Now you can
pontificate.
Worry about anything.